Today we celebrate the feast day of all the saints. And we hear in our gospel about the reward that will be great in heaven, and certainly makes one think, what does it take to be a saint? And this morning in the prayer of the church, there's this beautiful sermon from St. Bernard, and he said, calling the saints to mind inspires, or rather arouses in us, above all else, a longing to enjoy their company, so desirable in itself. We long to share in the citizenship of heaven, to dwell with the spirits of the blessed, to join the assembly of patriarchs, the ranks of the prophets, the council of the apostles, the great host of the martyrs, the noble company of confessors, the choir of virgins. And certainly that is true. And we think about the saints, and we have this desire in us, like, I want to be there. I want to share in their company. What does it take? And when I first kind of read the gospel, I thought, well, here's a nice little to-do list. I like to-do lists. I have a notebook, a steno pad, and I have all these boxes, and I love to cross things off my list. And I thought, well, gee, maybe this is all it takes to be poor in spirit, to mourn, to be meek, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to be merciful, to be clean of heart, to be a peacemaker, to be persecuted. You know, maybe that's all it takes to measure up, to be a saint. But then I thought, maybe the question is not like, what does it take to be a saint? Even the greatest theologians say that it's not, heaven is nothing we earn. We don't earn heaven. We don't earn holiness. Maybe the better question is, who does it take to be a saint? And the answer is Jesus, who is the resurrection, who is the life. And when we receive him, then we are poor in spirit, we will mourn, we will be meek, we will hunger and thirst for righteousness, and so forth, all this list. But you look at the saints and all the wonderful things they did, but it was because they took Jesus in and he lived his life through them. It's not what does it take to be a saint, it's who does it take to be a saint, and the answer is Jesus. In this Mass, we pray in a very special way for David Beyer, who passed away earlier today. And he received Jesus yesterday at Mass. And I have no doubt in my mind that he's in that communion of saints now. And nothing because of he did this or that, or he was this great in this way. It's because he received Jesus. And he truly did. I always will remember, you know, when Sister and I started the youth group in 2017, he was at that first meeting, and he didn't miss ever since. And now that he's graduated, he would come and help. And he always wanted to help and do anything. And I just yesterday had a wonderful conversation with the young man. And he received Jesus a lot in his life. And now is with our dear Lord. And so we pray for his family in this Mass. And we celebrate that we have Jesus, who is the resurrection, who is the life. Our job is only to receive him.